All right, so this segment is called a Setting the Bar segment on 99.7 DJX. It's what, Kelly?
That's an example of what not to do.
Right. So if you can manage to make it through the day without putting up a homemade spike strip in your lawn to keep kids off of it, then you're doing okay.
Oh.
Enter 39-year-old Kyle to the chat. He created a homemade spike strip to lay across his yard to keep kids off of, like, cutting through his lawn. There's a park nearby, apparently.
Okay.
So I guess a mom had, one of the kids was like, "Mom, this weird guy has this thick plastic strip in his yard with about 43-inch screws jutting up from it."
That looks a little dangerous.
Laying across, yeah, the lawn. And so the mom called the police just to say, "Hey, maybe you should check this out." Officers noticed that, yeah, kids, maybe some tire tracks from bikes have been going through his yard, and it appears like they were like using it as a little shortcut to get to this park this close by. Kyle, obviously upset about that.
Yeah.
And so, you know, the people who don't want you parking in their lawn, they put those like cement blocks that are like right over there by the curb, maybe.
Sure. Or a little flag saying no parking.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he tried the "please don't ride your bike through my lawn" sign, but he went right to the spike strip. Police told him, "Look, you can't do that. You're going to get charged with a misdemeanor." And the report said it seemed like he was frustrated the device didn't work.
Oh wow.
He said he didn't mean to like injure anybody, just scare him. But he was a little perturbed and annoyed that it didn't work. Like, what were you hoping would happen? These kids' tires would pop? They'd step on it and get tetanus? Like, what did you want to happen?
He was saying, "I just want to scare him away. Like, we shouldn't go there anymore. Because that guy's got the spike thing."
Yeah, but like, what's the example?
He thinks just one time they'll run over, ruin their tires or something.
Ruin their tires, like, "Oh, get tetanus,
we're not gonna go this way.
Step on it." Like,
he thought step on it. I think he's just wanted to blow a tire out.
Anyways.
And then they get mad and not come back.
Yeah. Well,
not a great way to do
it. He took it to a different level.
Yes.
And
he didn't think about the possibility someone could actually get hurt.
Yeah. And so, exactly. And so that's where we are in the setting. The bar story, again, if you can manage to make it through the day without putting up homemade spike strip to deter kids, then you're doing okay.
That jumped several levels.
It did.
Pretty quickly.
Don't know if he tried a sign, "Hey, please stay off the lawn."
Or just tell the kids, "Hey, guys, can you not cut through my lawn?"
Yes, exactly. "Can you go through this area?"
Or
give them an alternative.
Good care of it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
That's your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.